Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of Ontario Sheep Farmers.
This week, we're excited to have Patricia Ellingwood, General Manager, and Birgit Martin, Chair of the Ontario Forage Council, joining us. They both bring a wealth of knowledge about forage management, which is critical for sheep farmers in Ontario.
Welcome, Patricia and Birgit, and thank you for joining us today on Flock Talk.
Thank you for having
Thanks for the invitation.
So, Patricia, will you tell us a little bit about your career and how you became to be General Manager of Ontario Forage Council?
Sure. I don't come from a farming background. I was actually raised in Nova Scotia, so more of a sea fishing background. But I started in an admin role with OFC in 2012. And at that time, the forage industry was mainly focused on-farm feed. And now we're seeing a greater interest in rotational grazing, as well as many developments on the commercial hay and export sales. So in 2023, I was granted the opportunity to assume the general manager position when my successor, Ray Robertson, retired. So it's been an interesting ride because I've grown with the industry. My knowledge has grown and the industry has developed kind of in tandem. So it's been really interesting.
Fantastic.
And Birgit, do you want to tell us about how you came to join as chair of the organization?
I came to the Forage Council through the Ontario Soil and Crop Improvement Association. They are a member of the Ontario Forage Council and I represent them on this board. And so I've been on the board for a few years. And last year I started out as chair and I'm continuing through this year as a 2-year term.
Excellent.
Sounds great. So could you describe what the role of the Ontario Forage Council is and what are the current goals of the organization?
Okay, so the mission of the Ontario Forage Council is to provide leadership to the Ontario forage industry through communication, research, technology transfer, market development, advocacy, policy development, and bringing the stakeholders together. So how we do this, our goals are to be the primary forage information resource. We collaborate with other Ontario ag organizations to develop resources and educational materials. We assist in the development of research priorities and the coordination and cash flow of research projects where possible. We will source and cash flow research project funding. We promote the positive environmental impacts of forages and grassland on water and conservation, wildlife habitat and aesthetic value, as well as we support the development of market innovations on the local and export level. So, in summary, we want to increase the forage acres in Ontario. So, in order to do that, we have to educate and provide market opportunities. So we're the cat herders that bring all of that together.
That's fantastic. So speaking of, the sheep farmer cats, how does the Ontario Forage Council help farmers, when it comes to selecting varieties and, sort of assessing forage for their particular flock? How would you go about supporting a sheep farmer in that way?
So we don't actually dispense agronomy or nutritional advice, but we do provide resources like the Forage UPIC tool. So it's a perennial forage selection tool that was developed originally by BCRC for the Western provinces. And Ontario Forage Council worked with Quebec and the Maritimes to extend this tool across the country. And now we're working on a seeding rate calculator for the site as well. So what you do is you go on and you tell the tool all of your specific characteristics for your field and what you're looking at personally on your operation. And it comes up with a list of forages that could be used on your operation. And then you can take that information to your seed salesman or your agronomist and have an educated conversation.
Wow, that sounds great.
What are some of the common forage management challenges that sheep farmers face, and how can they address these challenges to optimize productivity and animal health?
Okay, so we rely on the industry to tell us. Our board consists of representatives from all the major livestock commodity groups, as well as OMAFRA, OSCIA, U of G, and some agribusiness and individual members. So when relevant topics arise, then we have the right voices at the table to address those issues.
So we all know that on pasture, producers are encouraged to do rotational grazing because it benefits pasture management and also the health of the sheep. But can you talk about rotational grazing and the benefits in terms of forage utilization and pasture health?
Sure. Rotational grazing can benefit sheep producers because it is a pasture system that can increase stocking rate. So a larger flock can be carried on the same land base. And it thereby also increases the total gain on grass, and hopefully that'll lead to increased profitability. In terms of utilization, the rotational grazing system can be manipulated to improve the feed usage of the pasture. So, for example, smaller paddocks can be created, which then increases the percent utilization of the grass. And in terms of pasture health, rotational grazing is key because through the proper grazing and rest cycle, the root mass mimics the top growth. So the more top growth you can grow over time and then graze down and regrow, the more root mass you gain. And that in turn creates a more resilient system, more drought resilient, and can just in terms of the climate change handle the more variable weather systems that we seem to be getting. Better infiltration of heavy rainfalls, and as I mentioned, better drought resistance as well.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. What resources, programs, and events does the Ontario Forage Council offer that could help sheep farmers enhance their forage management practices?
So I think the website's the first thing that comes to mind. Our website hosts not only Ontario Forage Council information, but the Ontario Biomass Producers Cooperative, the Ontario Hay and Forage Cooperative, goforages.ca, Ontario Hay listings. There are links to all of our social media, as well as our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our monthly newsletter and check out the event listings. It's a really great all-in-one resource. And specifically speaking about sheep and grazing, we host a series of one-hour webinars over 3 days in March called Profitable Pastures. And that conference addresses a range of grazing topics. We do not have those organized for this year, but I would encourage you to go back to the website and check out the event listing and the Profitable Pastures page, because we will be posting information there soon.
Amazing. Thank you. And sustainable agriculture, that's a buzzword that we're all using these days. But Ontario Forage Council, it seems that that is the basis of everything that you do. So what advice would you give to sheep farmers that are looking to adopt more sustainable management practices from the point of view of forage management?
The advice we would give to Ontario sheep producers is to be active in all the events that the Ontario Forage Council has to offer, and I'm sure your organization as well, and look at sustainability through a soil health lens and how forage systems generally play into that soil health. And that will in turn lead to sustainability, both environmental sustainability and hopefully with good rotational management grazing practices, economic sustainability as well.
And I'd mimic those comments and as well just encourage people to just get started. There's no cookie cutter approach to anything in agriculture, and everything is trial and error. So our learning predominantly comes from experience and the experience of others. So we encourage people to get out, like Birgit said, to as many events as you can, talk to people, learn from their experiences, and honestly share your own experiences to help out your new friends.
I think that's great advice.
Looking ahead, where would you like the industry to be in 10 years?
Well, we're working on that question right now with our board. We've recently restructured and pared our board down to a much more manageable number of directors. And so we look forward to the continued recognition of forages, to quote Ralph Martin from the University of Guelph, as a forage crop, and utilizing them in all aspects of our production, not just for animal feed, but for commercial sales as well.
Amazing.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Patricia and Birgit, for sharing your insights with us today.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our education-themed interview with James Clark, the Territory Manager for Ontario with Gallagher.
G'day, Mark Ferguson, CEO at NextGen Agri, host of the Head Shepherd podcast. It's my privilege this year to be the keynote speaker at the Ontario Sheep Farmers Convention on October 26th. Looking forward to meeting lots of you there. I have the opportunity to be in Ontario for a few days before that, so I get my head around the sheep production systems. So when I turn up at the convention, I'll be well set to talk through the opportunities of in genetics to breed improved welfare outcomes, improved productivity outcomes, and improved profitability by combining those things. So that's what I'll be talking about. Really looking forward to that opportunity. Looking forward to meeting lots of you. So hope to see you there. Cheers.
If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts for future episodes. And please consider sharing this podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org.